Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really awesome. I mean, it was a spectacular and one of a number of tremendous defensive plays the Phillies had yesterday. Didi's catch there late in the game. Jetta Cameron, John Rich, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all the college hoop games at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, will the Sixers finish with the best record in the Eastern Conference? A, yes. B, no. They are half a game back of Brooklyn at this stage with about a month and a half of regular season play to go. Phone lines there for you on the Phils. They get a victory. It was really fun and awesome and special to have Phillies baseball back. A lot of good things. Couple not as good. But for the most part, a lot of good stuff from the Phils yesterday. To the phones, react.
Hey,
yes.
Question on the DD catch.
Yeah.
Was the sun a factor on that? Because it's impossible to tell from my warm seat in my house.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I really don't.
At that stage of the day, you got to assume the sun is messing with guys a little bit. I wondered if that's why his body was in such a weird spot.
Well,
he just didn't. He couldn't adjust to the flight of the ball until it was too late,
and then
he was able to do it.
I don't remember the sun at that moment. I think his body was what it was just because he had no choice but to. That was the only way he could get there in time, and it was going to have to be over the shoulder. So, yeah, he just was. In the end, he was almost trying to corral it anyway. I mean, obviously, any way he could. No, I don't know on the sun. I will say this. It was not a very sunny day. Mm. I mean, there were pockets of sun that would come in, but it was a lot of shade, man. It was. Mm-hmm. And that was part of what made it so freaking cold. Justin in Tennessee. He wasn't probably cold in Tennessee. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? No, I wasn't. I was freezing. It was like 43 degrees yesterday here.
Wow.
Bad
similar then.
Yeah, bad. But I was warm in my wonderful reclining theater seat at the movies when me and my son and my wife went to the movies for the first time in over a year.
Wow.
And watched Godzilla. Home.
Was it awesome?
So, yeah.
It was awesome. It's giant monsters fighting, guys. Where can you go wrong? Just shut off your mind and enjoy the ride. I mean, it's wonderful. It is.
That's cool.
I can't wait.
And I mean, James knows me. I'm a huge movie buff, and movies are my thing. And getting to go for the first time in over a year, I mean, it was awesome.
Well,
it
and
was.
at some point here, Justin, we're going to have Top Gun. I don't know what month they're waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe this.
It is July 4th around that area, Joe. That's when Top Gun Maverick comes out. I've got it marked on my calendar. And one more thing before I get to my sports point.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out. Not a shout-out, but like suggest a book to Richie and Seltzer. It's called All Right, All Right, All Right. And it's about the making of Dazed and Confused. And they interview, like, everybody from that movie.
And all right, wow. All right, all right.
It cool. is all right, all right, all right. It is phenomenal. It's like $15 on Amazon, but it's a great book, man. I love it, but I love that
okay.
movie.
Okay, cool. Yeah, me too. Wonderful.
Sports point. I'm not a huge fan of the runner at second to start extras, but, I mean, I can kind of see it where they want to speed the game up because – I seen your tweet yesterday, Joe, like 3.5 hours for a 10-inning game. That's ridiculous.
Well, just to be clear, it wasn't 3.5 hours for a 10-inning game. It was 3 hours and 25 minutes when it was a 9-inning game.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. But, yeah, I saw your tweet. That is ridiculous. But if
especially when it's 2-2. I mean, this wasn't even in a game where there were that many pitching changes during the inning. I mean, the Phillies made one pitching change during an inning. They took out Nola.
Exactly.
They put in Bradley. So it wasn't like you had seven of those trips. It wasn't like the game was 9-6. It was 2-2. And it took 3 hours and 25 minutes to play 9 innings. That's ridiculous.
It was a slog. And that's why it's so hard to get kids interested in baseball now. I mean, I grew up on it, you know, but I love it. But I can't get my son to sit down and watch baseball with me for love or money on TV. Now, mm-hmm. he loves it when we go to games and stuff like that, but he just can't get into it watching it on TV. But I wouldn't be opposed if they done it, like, maybe after 15 innings or 14, something like that. But right there at the 10th, I don't know. But I'm kind of old and set in my ways, I guess. But that's my view.
I got you. All right, Justin, give us the famous number.
The best number, the original number. Home Run King, 715, boys. Seven. Love you, boys. Mean it.
Well, hold on a second here.
You mean 755? Is that what he was going
well,
for?
Well, okay, so he's saying 715 was the bigger deal because it was the
passing
spot that Bruce. Babe got spot by Hank. Yeah. So 715 is a fair number. That's
sure.
a big one. I thought he was going to say 755. That's
well, 755 I would say is bigger because people just know it better.
Yeah, I mean, case in point, I was confused when, just the way he presented that. But we get it. 715 is where Hank passed Babe. Mm-hmm. 755 is where he landed. I will say, 2131, where Cal Ripken passed Lou Gehrig, is a bigger number than whatever Cal Ripken finished at. I have no, I don't know the number.
It's like
Cal
2632 or right, something like
most
that.
Most people don't know it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big sports fan. I don't know the number Cal Ripken finished at. John, my tweet I put out that Justin saw, I got a lot of negative reaction. I was very surprised by this yesterday. So here's the tweet I put up. I wrote, I love baseball, and I really love Phillies baseball. Mm-hmm. But a 2-2 game through nine innings should not take 3.5 hours. It just shouldn't. Now, I think part of why I got a lot of negative reaction was the timing. I wrote most of this, I mean, maybe even all of it, right after the ninth inning ended, as extra innings were about to happen. But then some people came up and started talking to me. I did not send this
right.
until, honestly, it was probably maybe like 2 minutes or a minute before the winning hit by the Phillies in the bottom of the 10th.
Sure.
And so people probably saw this right after the hit and thought I was complaining like right after a Phillies win, which was not my intent.
Oh.
I think that
yeah.
was, you know, and that wasn't my intent. But anyway, just some of the reaction, John. One person wrote, Joe, this has been an unreal game. Stop it. And I agree. It was an unreal game. But my point is there's a difference between opening day and you're okay with a 3.5 hour game.
Yeah.
And game 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. I mean, at some point here, let's not have 3.5 hour games all the time. Another person wrote, John, this has been baseball for 35,000 years. And now everybody wants to complain about it. I think it's part of the beauty. Well, it is part of the beauty that there's no clock. But just speed it up for the sake of everybody. Speed it up.
To be fair, like when you're saying this is baseball for 30,000 years or whatever, right. 25 years ago, it wasn't like this.
Well, that's a good point, John, because you go back and look, and it was probably 45 minutes faster, you know, shorter game, probably 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen numbers before. I don't remember off the top of my head, but somewhere in that. Yeah, you're right. So he's right that there's no rule that says you have to pitch and you have to be ready to bat at a certain time then and now. At the big league level, but yes, they just played it faster back then.
Right.
There was a lot of reaction. I mean, this one guy wrote, seriously, if you love baseball, why do you want less of it? And I was so tempted to respond to the guy, well, do you want a 25-hour game? Do you want a 22-hour game? I mean, you love baseball. I love baseball.
Yeah.
So do you want the game to be 6 hours? I mean, at some point, let's screw our head on straight here.
Yeah. I love – right. Your response could be like, I love baseball. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see all the extra stuff that –
Exactly.
Takes place.
Exactly.
That
I'm not
they
sure.
could seemingly easily cut out
I
with
agree.
A few well-placed rules.
Exactly. All right. So anyway, I'm not trying to go down a negative path here after an exciting Phillies game.
I think your point that you typed it up and pressed send much later than when you know you meant to.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Probably
the biggest part.
215-592-9494. Coming up here, we're going to go inside the latest mock draft, Todd McShay, the first mock draft from McShay, or to my knowledge, any of these, you know, big mock draft guys, since the big series of trades last week, the Eagles trade, the other Dolphins trade. We'll get to that shortly and how he sizes it up for the Birds at pick 12. Let's go to Sean in Delaware. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, you guys, all speaker.
You got it, man. Talk to us, Sean. What do you got, man?
Joe, you know, usually I agree with you today. John, I usually agree with you regularly, but I think you're a little harsh on Nola.
Yeah.
You
thought it was a great performance?
You know, not great, not spectacular, but day one, you gotta look at some of the positives.
I'm not saying I don't appreciate what Aaron Nola did. I'm saying what I object to is when people say Aaron Nola was the star of the game. I certainly didn't see it that way.
Right. I agree with you there. I think Matt and Mason.
Oh, Sean, your phone. We're losing you. Sean! Oh, no.
Two runs isn't going to win you most games in my innings.
Sean, you got a bit. Sean, you got a bad phone. Give me a famous number.
I'm going to go with 99.
99. We're talking Gretzky?
No, I think just the one number, if you go out publicly, it's the one you see every day. You can't escape it. I don't know when it started in the world, but 99 cents. You know, 99.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the 99-cent thing is such a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that merchants...
really trick us?
Probably does. Buck 99 or $2.
It is everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a good point by him.
Yeah, I mean, I was confused at first when he said everywhere. I'm thinking, what, signs everywhere, 99? But when he said the thing about a buck, you know, 99 cents, and I mean, it's what merchants do. All right, let's talk to... let's go to Alexis right now. Hey, Alexis.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Alexis.
I just wanted to talk a little bit. I don't know if you guys talked about it earlier. Bryce into third. I know they replayed it, called him out.
Yeah.
I disagree. I thought he was safe. I know they said that it should move. I think it was the wind. What do you guys think?
Well, I absolutely thought he was safe. I loved that initially. Upon first inspection, when he immediately, you know, signaled to the coaches, like, hey, check this out. I know I'm safe. That was a great sign. But then there was one replay where it did look like his shin was tagged. I thought it was an interesting point. I think it was by Mitch this morning. If that tag had actually been a tag, you would think that he would have stopped trying to tag.
Completely agree.
From that point.
Completely
now, there was one replay where I felt like it looked pretty definitive that he got his glove, you know, on Bryce's shin.
Right.
But it's strange. I think if it had been ruled that he were safe, then they probably wouldn't have overturned it. I think the fact that they ruled him out on the diamond is why it stayed as an out, because it was almost inconclusive.
Right. And then I guess I just another talking point, you know, as a fan, I think I'm going to wait until we can get full capacity to get in there again. You know, unless I just get tickets dropped on my lap, I'm so jealous of everyone who was there yesterday, but get out, wait till full capacity comes back, and then I'm going to get to a game.
Well, listen, Alexis, everyone's got to make their own decision,
yeah.
You know, for themselves, and, you know, do what's comfortable for you.
Right.
Alexis, give us a famous number.
All right, I think I have the winner, guys. 867-5309.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very good. I like that. Yeah, it's funny the way she presented it, because we say it 867-5309, and she said it in a way that threw me off for a second. John, mock draft. I got McShay. First time we got one of these here since the series of trades last week, the Eagles trade and the other trade, San Fran and Miami. All right, so let's do the lead up to 12, then we'll tell you who the Eagles are picking to pick 12. But obviously, we got to do the lead up to see how the board shakes out prior to that. No surprise at the top, Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. Number two, the Jets with Zach Wilson. Most people think that's fairly locked in. Number three, San Francisco. Steve Young on TV yesterday, by the way, talking about the fact that he thinks San Fran really, 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 really wants Zach Wilson, but don't know how they're going to get Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
San Fran, according to McShay, he's got them taking Mac Jones, quarterback from Bama. Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now you get to pick four. Now, look, a lot of these guys are going to be gone. Let's just be clear, before the Eagles. But just for a moment, I'll say this. The consensus, well, I don't say consensus. The thought process has been Atlanta's going to take a QB because Matt Ryan's old. McShay's got Kyle Pitts going four, first non-quarterback in the draft. And I'll tell you this. If Atlanta doesn't love the fourth best quarterback, it's not entirely impossible.
They also reworked Matt Ryan's contract and gave him a few more years, so it would make sense if they're going to keep with him.
Plus, Matt Ryan's a pocket passer, and we're seeing pocket passers played in their 40s, so it's not impossible. All right, so Kyle Pitts.
I don't know how I feel about Kyle Pitts. I haven't watched his pro day.
Yeah.
I'm not sold. on Kyle Pitt, but sounds like everyone else is.
I mean, Ray loved him. Ray, he was the number one guy. Ray was bombed. The Eagles moved out of six that they can't get. All right, let's keep going. I don't want to get too lost in these guys that really the Eagles have no shot at. Five, Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Six, Miami. Now, this one grabbed my attention because this is the first one that affects the Eagles at 12.
Where we'd be drafted.
And it's where the Eagles would have been drafted.
Yeah.
But this actually affects the Eagles at 12 in that this is a player that some people think may be available for the Eagles at 12. McShay's mock draft, he is Miami taking Devontae Smith, the wide receiver from Alabama.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be thrilled.
Okay.
If that went down. Because I'm not a believer. Prefer that we don't take him. I think he's good, but I know that there are shortcomings that are hard for me to get around.
I think you're not going to love the way this whole thing shakes out.
I would take Devontae Smith for what it's worth.
I would too.
Yeah. I mean, he just produces.
He obliterated college football. All right, pick seven, Carolina. Now, he creates a mock draft trade here where he swaps Carolina and Detroit, 8-7. So he's got Carolina at 7, mm-hmm. taking Trey Lance, the quarterback from North Dakota State. All right, now you get to pick 8, Detroit. He's got Detroit taking Jalen Waddle, the wide receiver from Alabama.
Bummer.
So if you want one of these receivers, it hasn't gone good, okay?
Yeah.
Then you get to pick 9. You might want Patrick Surtain for the Eagles at pick 12, right?
Yeah.
Well, not in this mock draft because he's got Patrick Surtain going number 9 at Denver.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're going to say to yourself, wait, who's there for the Eagles at 12? All right, now 10. He's got Dallas taking Horn, the cornerback from South Carolina. The other, so now you got two cornerbacks off the board. All right, now he creates a mock draft trade. It would have been the Giants. He's got New England sliding up to 11 to take Justin Fields.
Can you imagine Justin Fields with Belichick?
Yeah, the quarterback Ohio State to New England. All right, now in this mock draft.
That makes a lot of sense. You hear they love him. Wow.
All right, now. I'm going to tell you who he's got the Eagles picking at 12. And John Ritchie, brace yourself.
Oh, God.
He's got the Eagles taking Micah Parsons.
Oh.
John Ritchie's least favorite player with pick 12. Now, a lot of people call in and love him. Penn State fans obviously know he's, exceptional talent. John, from personal experience, is not a fan of Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
So he and the write-up, by the way, from McShay on the mock draft.
He got this so wrong. There's just no way they do that.
I tend to think you're right that they won't take a linebacker. It would be very un-Eagle-like. Here's what he wrote. McShay wrote, let's start with the bad news. As we thought might be the case, the Eagles miss out on the top 4 pass catchers, meaning the 3 wide receivers and the tight end. Mm-hmm. Top 4 pass catchers in the class after they trade out of number 6 overall. That's a problem. But here's the good news. The Eagles hold 11 picks this year, the most in the NFL, in a draft with a deep receiver class. They hold the 2022 first rounder they received in a trade that will prove valuable. And Philly can still land a guy like Parsons here. He can do a little bit of everything in the middle of the defense. Now, let me say this, John, before you react to it all. So who else would have been there in this mock draft that the Eagles would, in this case, pass on? Well, Penei Sewell, the tackle from Oregon, who does seem to be dropping. And there was a lot of people that thought initially he was going to go like 3rd to Cincinnati, or wherever since he was, 2, 3,
5th,
yeah. So Sewell, in this case, the Eagles would pass on him. They would pass on all the other offensive linemen. I mean, they'd be passing on, what some people see as the 3rd best corner in Farley, the Virginia Tech cornerback. John, the way this mock draft shakes out, what's your reaction from an Eagles standpoint?
Well, I would have taken Penei Sewell in that situation. I certainly would have opted for a wide receiver or cornerback. I don't know what the injury situation is with Hosley. Farley with Caleb Farley. Hosley, man.
I was what?
Caleb Farley, he had back surgery. And you hear that it's not a big deal. I know we have bad experience with the injured cornerback, but, man, I would take Farley before I took Micah Parsons. I don't think they're going to do this. I think McShay got it completely wrong, but there are a ton of people I'd prefer at that spot.
And I'll tell you this. I would guess, because it struck me, I would guess a lot of people listening right now, and you can respond and react to 215-592-9494. My guess is, because this was what hit me, a lot of people will be concerned with this mock draft in that the thought has been going down to 12, there's still a really good chance the Eagles can get one of the top three wide receivers or one of the top two corners. And in this mock draft, you get none of the three receivers, and you do not get, at least according to McShay, the top two corners.
And
I'm sure, and again, everyone, 215-592-9494, we don't know that that's how it'll play out, but that's what McShay envisions.
Yeah, he's wrong. McShay, he's not factoring in our organizational philosophy.
Well,
if Penei Sewell's there, they're going to take him.
I tend to agree with you on that, John. I do wonder, though, see, Maiolata and the Lane Johnson health play into it. I mean, they just do. And
Dillard. I mean, he's still here.
And Dillard.
First round pick 2 years ago.
And Dillard. Yeah. I mean, it's – I mean,
and you can do all sorts of stuff. I mean, Dillard can bump inside. That's a really athletic guard, I understand, and he's not great at run blocking. But if there's a lineman of that quality available, he fell to you. He's in your lap.
Yeah.
It's the no-brainer.
I mean, maybe some people will say this is a great mock draft for the Eagles in that.
Seems like a lot of people really like Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy in today's world where linebackers have been so devalued to take a guy who's an off-the-ball linebacker. And I don't know how he's grown up since the time that I was a coach at the camp that he was also participating in.
Yep.
I know that I wouldn't have wanted to coach him when, you know, at that point. And I hear stories that aren't encouraging about how, you know, his current coaches felt about him. So
it's noteworthy. It's noteworthy. 215-592.
That is a disaster of a mock draft in my mind, though.
Except for one potential fact, that Sewell would be on the board for the Eagles. And maybe McShay's just wrong on who they select. I mean, you can make the case this is a great mock draft for the Eagles. They can get a tremendous tackle for years. Just pick him instead of the other guy. Mm-hmm. I'd react to it. 215-592-9494. Also up ahead, I've got a question, John, for you and James. I really want you guys to weigh in on something about an opinion I have regarding this upcoming weekend in sports. What it is, I'll lay out the whole scenario. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. I really am wondering if you'll agree or disagree with me on this one. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.